Now, Marama David's in Kindly with us. Hi, Marama. Tēnā koe.
Morena Dale. Kia ora, everybody.
Good to talk with you again. I want to touch on Māori wards and Winston, as our Foreign Affairs Minister has finally told the UN that Palestinian civilians must not be made to pay the price of defeating Hamas. And this from Audrey Young, too, out of the Herald that I was just quoting there. And he criticised Israel for expanding its illegal settlement into the occupied territories, saying this misguided notion must end. The situation's been hot for months, and a statement of this type, whilst is encouraging, really, we should have front-footed this right from the get-go. What do you think about our country's reaction to what's been happening in Gaza in that sense?
Good to see Winston finally say the words that we should have been saying from the get-go. Dale, I was having a bit of a time thinking back to before election. Winston and I were next to each other on the podium in one of the big debates down in Christchurch there, and he absolutely ridiculed me for raising the fact that that this was far too many deaths ago in Gaza, Dale. And he absolutely ridiculed me for raising the detriment of what was happening in Gaza, for highlighting that Gaza was full of, including women and children, but actually all people and civilians being absolutely slaughtered. And that was right back then, Dale. I'm pleased to see he's finally realised that we must be unequivocal. Dale, a ceasefire to stop civilians and people from being killed should be unconditional. We cannot put conditions on that. We should never put conditions on stopping the killing and the murdering of innocent civilians. And secondly, Dale, we must always remember, especially as Māori, that this genocide did not start on October 7 or 8. It absolutely has been, oppression has been happening for decades, 75 years plus, where the people of Palestine and Gaza have kept losing their lands and territories to the state of Israel, and the UN themselves have declared that illegal. So, you know, that's my ongoing statement, and to support and rally with the people on the ground who are saying quite clearly immediate, unconditional ceasefire. Israel itself has held tens of decades of hostages in their prisons, including children. We've never seen an uproar to demand that they be freed. People need to put all of that into perspective when we are talking about justice for Palestine.
Tēnā koe, Marama. Thank you. Look, the Māori ward issue is another hot topic. And just as we found an ability to create the wards, and many councils have done just that by introducing legislation that didn't allow this referendum that got 75% of submitters, gave them the ability to deny the establishment of Māori wards. No other wards were affected by that, but Māori wards, and now that's to be reinstated. So one step forward, two steps back, it feels.
That's a racist backward step, Dale, and it's an intentional one, Dale. It's to continue to distract the masses and take racist aim at Māori communities, Māori leadership, at Te Tiriti. This government is wanting to undermine the value of Māori leadership, undermine the value of honouring Te Tiriti, and choosing this conversation on Māori wards is one of the ways of doing that. I'm pleased to see, actually, that Local Government New Zealand, you know, who aren't exactly a woke organisation, but hey, Local Government New Zealand, the nationwide collective of local government leaders, have come together and said, no, this is a backward step. We've just worked so hard to try and ensure democratic representation and honouring Te Tiriti and local government's relationships with iwi and mana whenua. And this is a backward step that local government does not agree with. I'm also pleased to see non-Māori councillors, so the non-Māori ward councillors, coming out staunchly in support of Māori wards, speaking specifically to the benefit that they have gained in ensuring that there are Māori representation at the table. So this is just another example of a racist backward step, and we will fight this all the way.
We will fight them on the beaches. We will fight them on the mountains.
We'll fight them in the House of Parliament.
We will fight them in the House of Parliament. Hey, anyway, what's wrong with being woke? I mean,
what's wrong with what? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, I wear it with honour, Dale. And what you know what I crack up at is Winston Peters and Shane Jones. Every day they get up in the house and they yell at me. Oh, you're just woke lefty shrill. I think was one of the latest ones.
Oh.
And I have to say, oh, you think I'm woke? You should see who's coming behind me. You should see the generations of rangatahi who are not putting up with crumbs anymore. If they think I'm a woke threat, my goodness, they've seen nothing. Our rangatahi, the generations coming behind us, they are very clear. They are very proud to be awake and conscious to injustice. And, you know, they're going to give this country a run for its money, and I'm so proud of them.
And they have awoken a sleepy giant.
Yeah, I love it. I love the opportunity that this unhinged government is creating an opportunity to bring our people together, Māori, non-Māori, Tauiwi, Pākehā, ethnicities of all backgrounds. You know, we had Muslim leaders at their mosques recently meeting with other leaders who are saying, we actually really need to support Te Tiriti, because without Te Tiriti, who are we? You know, they recognise and see Te Tiriti as a foundation document of this country and their right to belong. And we've got more and more of that coming out, Dale. It's really important to acknowledge the hope that this offers.
Always lovely to have you called it all. Thanks very much. Have a good week. We'll talk next week.
Kia ora, Dale. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Thank you.